This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people who are working tonight on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first, Kyle, I want to give kudos to the Walendas, the Brother and Sister Act, Nick and his sister, who did an unbelievable feat going across between two 50-story buildings in New York City. Holy smokes.
That's right. Their high wire was set about 25 stories up. It was a 1,300-foot-long high wire crossing that they did. And this was never been done before, Captain, as they passed one another on the high wire. And, of course, there was the accident back in 2017 where the sister of Nick Walenda, Lihana, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, she broke all the bones in her face. And she had some other injuries as well. So what an amazing thing to see them up there on that high wire earlier last night. And great congratulations to them. They are very, very brave.
Yeah, and of course, they're from Sarasota. The Walendas, the circus family from Sarasota, formerly many years ago, Ringling Brothers, Byron and Bailey Circus, and then went on to great things all on their own. Now, the other great thing over the weekend was I took part in the, and I'm still taking part in the 2019 SOCOM Warrior Games. We were at the golf championships on Saturday and had a great turnout there. And, of course, Team Canada won. And I made a little joke about it on Facebook. After Team Canada won, it was just like being at the real Olympics. They broke out and sang the national anthem, "Oh, Canada." And I mean, there must have been 150 of them that were there. It was like they brought their own cheering team with them. And that's great. I'm glad to see that. And then yesterday we had the track and field and the wheelchair championships. I was there for that as well and wandered around, talked to some people, and very well attended. And of course, our teams were very well represented there too. Now, for the rest of the week, at least for 3 days anyway, things will transfer over to the Tampa Convention Center for those people that want to come over there and see what's going on. Starts at 8 in the morning, goes to 8 at night. And then later in the week, I believe it's Thursday, they go over to MacDill for the cycling road race. That's going to be quite interesting. It's going to be about 4 to 6 hours long because it's a long race all around down there, and it's going to be quite cumbersome, you know, tiring for the participants, I'm sure. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And, you know, Captain, it's just, it's really something. I mean, the indomitable spirit is just something that is just so amazing to see. And they have overcome, these wounded warriors have overcome things that that most people will never see in their lifetime. And my hat is just off to them. I salute them, as I know you do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had some people telling me they were, you know, they were in awe of some of the things that I had done. I says, no, this isn't me. This is you guys. I said, you guys put me to shame. What you're doing with the injuries that you had. And then I told several of them, I said, you would have died back in the era that I was a part of, Vietnam. You guys would have died. You're alive, and you're responding, and you're doing what you need to do, and we salute you.
Absolutely. And these games, again, bring the focus on to the warriors, and focus on to their sacrifice, and the fact that we need to continue to support them in every way that we possibly can as a country.
Yeah, and so many of them, it's the same thing you keep hearing over and over again, IED, IED, IED.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine.
Yep, it's so many of them. But anyway, and it's all good. And folks, if you get a chance and you're listening to me anywhere within the sound of my voice and you want to come on down to Tampa, Florida and take a look at until June the 30th. By the way, June the 30th, the closing ceremonies from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Amalie Arena. It's going to be very, very, very symbolic, very historic. They came in kind of like the Olympic Games, where they bring the torch in and all that sort of stuff. And you'll see the same thing on the way out, so to speak. But it's a very inspiring ceremony, and I'm sure you're going to love it. Great thing for the kids to see, too, Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, exactly right.
All right. Well, we got plenty to talk about tonight, folks. And the president, of course, still talking about Iran, his foes talking about Iran. We definitely know that we found some things out by not going after Iran with the assault, if you will. And they found some things out, too. But, you know, loose sleep sinks ships, Kyle. And unfortunately, Mitch McConnell telegraphed what we were going to do, and then Lindsey Graham just added to it.
Well, unfortunately, that's exactly right. And, you know, again, when there's a possibility of an operation, you don't say anything.
Nope. Mum's the word. Okay. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to come right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live across the country here from Tampa, Florida. I'll be right back. Kathy, take us to the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And this portion of the program, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by our very good friends at Relief Factor. Now, it's a father and son operation. Pete and Seth Talbot own the company. And I will tell you that this product works for me. Now, my problem is I have arthritis. Well, the bursitis I had from all the different injuries that I've had over the years, and I don't need to go into it because you know that I'm a two-time combat wounded veteran. I was injured three times seriously in the fire service, last time retired me, and arthritis has set in, and I have to have something and for the pain that I go through because it's bone on bone in some cases. But anyway, I was taking Mobicon Flexrol for a number of years, and I finally got to the point where I went, man, I don't want to do this anymore. So I started to take a leave, and I told the doctor, I says, I'm going to get off this stuff, and I'm going to take a leave. And I did, three times a day, two in the morning, two at lunchtime, and two at night with a meal. And that wasn't doing my stomach any favors, unfortunately. So I looked for something different, and along comes Relief Factor. And I'm listening to my buddy, Mike Gallagher, do the promotion for it. I went, well, damn it, I'm going to try it. So I did. I did the starter pack thing, 1995. Started just the way that you will if you order it. And it works. Simply put, it works for me. Now, will it work for you? I don't know. But you're only out $20 if it doesn't. And here's the deal. You can go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Or you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the big Relief Factor logo that's right there, dead center, top part of the page.
Either way, you'll get to the source. You'll get to watching a little video, see what's going on. I'm not sure. They may or may not have my testimony on there right now about the product and how it's worked for me. And again, I'm not making this up, folks. It works for me. And I wouldn't be telling you or putting my name on this if it wasn't exactly correct. So check them out. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, you know, the president did not strike Iran last week. Now, there's all kinds of stories, you know, pro and con about what's going on. But here's the deal. Leon Panetta, who I guess was both the CIA director and the secretary of defense at one time, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He said he was thankful that Trump didn't strike Iran. Now, also, retired Admiral Mullen, who was the previous CENTCOM commander, chief of staff, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that the president is running out of options with Iran, and pretty soon the only option he'll have is to use military force. But Iran, not to be outdone, makes another inflammatory statement. Did you hear what they said?
Yes, they talked about how any kind of conflict would quickly spread across the Gulf.
And they threatened the U.S. troops that were there with strikes on their bases, which means that they apparently think they have some missiles that are pretty well targeted to hit what they're being pointed at. And I'm not going to say they can't do it, but I'm just going to say that, okay, you know, here we go. And, of course, who's over in the Middle East right now? Our Secretary of State.
That's right. He's trying to help build the international coalition regarding what's going on with Iran.
That's because we're going to go through the United Nations and all that sort of stuff again and do whatever. And I know Iran wants to take their case to the U.N. by saying, oh, no, this drone, it was over our country. Well, no, it wasn't. I've seen the film. I've seen the video. I've seen the maps, and it was never over their country. As a matter of fact, at one time it was 20 miles out in the center of the Gulf of Oman.
Well, exactly right. And, you see, those are the kinds of things that typically, you know, people would be able to see, especially on the news and especially our allies, and people observing this would be able to come to the pretty quick conclusion that Iran is doing what the Iranian mullahs typically do, and that is try to play this thing for the politics of it all, and then make these bizarre statements about how it's all going to spread and all these kinds of things, when in reality they were in the wrong, of course, to shoot down the surveillance drone. We know that they have been trying to escalate tensions in the region, and you know, Captain, I think it's really important that the Iranian mullahs would understand that if there would be a conflict, and I'm just saying if there would be a conflict, they're going to be dealing with a very different White House. This White House's philosophy, Captain, I think, is to allow the military commanders who train for this, who plan for these kinds of things all the time, to go and do their job rather than try to manage some kind of political war from the White House Situation Room, per se. And so the Iranians have to take that into account, that President Trump has a very different philosophy about, well, here's that word, winning.
Well, you're being a little bit too nice. Here's the word in layman's terms. If they hit any of our positions or wound or kill any of our troops, we will destroy them.
Yes, well, that's...
Not just hit them, destroy them.
Well, right. And the thing is, the Iranian mullahs have to understand that. They have to know that. It is simply just a matter, I mean, just do the mathematics. The American military can devastate Iran.
Oh, and by the way, you know who's telling me that little statement?
Who's that?
The military.
Well, I can imagine so.
And some very high-ranking people, I'll just add to that, and I'll let it go with that. But anyway, and the other thing is that... John Bolton is also, I believe, he's over there with Pompeo, is he not?
I believe so, yeah.
He was with Benjamin Netanyahu?
Yeah, that's right, he was in Israel, yes.
Okay, and he said that Iran should not mistake prudence for weakness, because we're certainly not weak. And here's what the people need to understand. A lot of people are going, well, we blinked, we this, we that. Hey, we got more intelligence out of what the president did about Iran and what Iran was going to do than we would have gone gotten just by just going ahead with the attack and doing what needed to be done. We gained another wealth of information that can only help us in any future incursions.
Well, exactly right. That's called observing the enemy, seeing how they react to certain things, and so forth. And, of course, also, Captain, there's the cyber front in all of this.
Oh, we're fully involved, fully engaged right now in a cyber war with Iran.
Yes, exactly.
As well as them. Now, they're after our, I believe they're after our financial institutions right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly, because this is one of the, of course, one of the new fronts of the 21st century, and we can't deny it. But at the same time, though, what Iran is trying to do again is trying to create this notion that, and perhaps maybe playing on some things that they hear even domestically in the United States. You know, they may be playing on the idea that, well, this is all about Trump trying to start a war and so forth. And no. I think the very fact that he even pulled back the other day, Captain, shows that he is reluctant to start a war. Because, and again, we can devastate Iran, but the idea, of course, is to make sure that the shipping lanes are open.
The excuse that was given, and it was an excuse, and there may have been some concern, is that we might have killed 150 people, collateral damage. But to my way of thinking, again, if they kill one of our people, 1,000 of them isn't enough.
Well, certainly.
That's my thought. And, you know, that's just my opinion.
Well, it would graduate it to a much higher level if they were to take down an airplane as a passenger airplane or even a military airplane, something with a pilot in
it. Or hit one of our ships.
Or hit one of our ships or go after tankers.
Or sink an oil tanker. Yep.
Exactly right, because as we've seen, oil had begun to jump a little bit. Now, there are different tempering aspects to what's happening with oil, because it's also a little bit tied to what's happening with the possible negotiations with China and these kinds of things. But again, if Iran is looking to get the price of oil up, and they want and see, for them it works, because rising tensions means that the oil price goes up.
Yeah, and by the way, the price of gasoline has stayed pretty much the same for the past week through all of this. Again, one of the reasons why we're lucky in the respect of all this is, had we been depending strictly on foreign oil again, our gas prices probably would have gone up considerably. But because the United States is now producing and a major world producer out on the market, and Russia continues to have that dirty oil that people can't use because they new cars won't burn that nonsense, then we're going to continue to have lower prices.
Well, exactly. And I've said for a long time, Captain, that if we could be energy independent or not reliant on Middle East oil, per se, then the Middle East policy would flow from that. We'd be much freer in that respect. And again, 30 years ago with Ronald Reagan, let's say, and that time, that era, was a much different thing, because we were much more dependent on Middle East oil.
All righty, folks, you're coming right back with more with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. And by the way, those big ICE rally raids that were going to take place yesterday, they didn't. They got a two-week reprieve to see if the Democrats can do something about the problem. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has tweeted that he's postponing the threatened immigration raids that were scheduled for 10 cities across the U.S. The president said the nationwide sweep would mean millions of people living in the U.S. illegally would be deported. Several cities and some states oppose the federal crackdown on illegal aliens. California Governor Gavin Newsom:
you should continue to send your kids to camp, summer school. Know that you should feel confident going to work. We have your back. You know, we've been through this before. We lived through this same political theater.
Also, Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee in Texas had this warning:
the difficulty that we face now is frankly an administration that is not chosen to delve into a cooperative process.
President Trump wants Congress to come up with a plan during the two-week waiting period. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by your local GEICO insurance agent. That's G-E-I-C-O. Go to the phone book in the yellow pages or white pages or whatever kind of pages you got and look under insurance and see if you can find your GEICO agent that way. Now, if you don't see GEICO listed that way, then go to their website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. That's GEICO.com. And remember, they can insure more than just the car or the truck that you're driving. They can give you coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, or even that snowmobile you're riding because it's been snowing in some places out west and you still got snow out there in a lot of areas above 6,000 feet. By the way, many of you probably saw the pictures from Colorado where they had all kinds of snow on the ground last week when we were telling you about that above 6,000 feet. Now, they can also help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too. And remember, GEICO's been saving people money for over 75 years. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, including yours truly and over 21 million other drivers. So that's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Well, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We got Trucker Ed chiming in. He's on his way down to Miami, and he's saying that Iran doesn't want to play stupid with our president because we can annihilate their military. Yep, that's very true, Ed. And then again, we had a comment here from, let's see, who was the other one here?
Oh, Perry. All right. I don't know where Perry's from because Perry didn't say, and it doesn't have a location on his thing here. But Perry's saying, good show. You're right about Iran. Or we can't monkey around with Iran anymore. We got to take a strong approach to them and let them know that we're the boss, not them. I got you, Perry. All right. So, Kyle, the ICE raids that were supposed to happen yesterday, we heard about them. We talked about them this past week, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
The president has put them on his shelf for 2 weeks, and he's gone back to Pelosi and Schumer and said, okay, you got 2 weeks to pass an immigration bill and solve the immigration situation by making new legislation or changing that so it's not that easy to come in here. And if you can do that, we won't have the raids. But if you can't, then guess what? We'll be right back knocking on doors and taking people in custody.
Well, right, and of course the president's been criticized about this for the what some are calling the extreme measures in this, but what the president has done is he has done what Donald Trump typically does, especially in negotiations. He has this sort of wild thing that he proposes it in a sense that he can get the negotiation started with. But he has squarely put this into the Democrats' lap, Captain, just as he did with the wall issue, because the paralysis that the Democrat Party and the Democrat Party elite have foisted upon the American people is completely unacceptable. And President Trump is finding ways in order to get something moving, whether it be executive order on the wall, that kind of thing, or going forward with the proposed ICE raids. But if the Democrats will not get something done, then as we go into 2020, the American people will see clearly that it's the Democrats who want this paralysis in place, even if it means that actual problems don't get any kind of discussion or solutions, whether it be border issues, economic issues, what have you. Their resist is not playing well anymore.
Well, that's true. And then you got people like Adam Schiff, you know, your residential just across the pond congressman from Hollywood, he does represent Hollywood, who's saying that cruelty is part of the Trump administration's immigration policy. What a moron.
Well, that's, you know, I've noticed now that, especially from Schiff, that, you know, he'll say these kinds of things. They're sensationalistic. They are designed to be just a soundbite quality type of thing. And again, if Donald Trump, whatever he did, it would be terrible and cruel and unusual and horrible, you know, because that's their shtick. I mean, this is, and they have put themselves in that position. He could never agree with anything Donald Trump ever did. If he cured cancer, he'd still criticize him.
Well, I realize that Adam Schiff is the voice of the irrational progressive left liberals, and he proves the point that liberalism is a mental disorder. Have you ever seen the way he looks, the way his pencil neck kind of stands up a little prickly and all that when he starts talking about the president? I mean, and his eyeballs get really big. I mean, he's got an obvious problem.
Well, you know, it is a little strange because there's nothing about him, at least in particular, in this that like he's a legislator, that he's a legislator rather. He's someone who wants to talk seriously about these kinds of things. Not everybody agrees on everything, and maybe the Democrats need to be reminded of this. That again, we're supposed to work together, and
yep,
the voters expect people to work together. But when you seem to be fixated, then people start wondering, are you just strange? I mean, why aren't you doing job.
Yeah. Now, the Supreme Court this week is approaching the end of its current term, and it's due to issue rulings in the coming days on major cases, including the decision about the major census and electoral maps cases that could really change the way things are done when it comes to congressional representation in some of these states.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. This has to do, of course, with the notion that there would be a citizenship question on the census that will be coming out, and the justices seem to indicate by reading tea leaves that they might be interested in taking up that question, or they might let the question be stand in the questionnaire, and then also the idea of whether or not the idea of gerrymandering or redrawing political districts to help your own party, whether Republican or Democrat, if that can go forward, and that's where the shift in power could take place over many, many years, and then sort of bake that in to what's going on already.
Very true. And, folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We speak to him several times during the week, and certainly 5 days out of the six, and sometimes six out of the six. And this week we may have Wayne Allen Root on. We'll see. Now, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, local homegrown newspaper up there in Minnesota, is now questioning Representative Omar's mysterious marriages and her immigration history. I find that kind of fascinating that the local paper is now starting to challenge some of her assertions.
Well, and really, is it? It's not too soon either.
No,
there isn't. You know, it just, you know, this story and this whole issue with Ilhan Omar just continues to get weirder and weirder. And none of this, of course, seemed to really come out, at least in any kind of big way, when she was running for Congress or after she won the seat and so forth. But now, even, and I'm glad you mentioned it, the local paper here is the one that's really starting to dig and really starting to question her. And so good question will be, will they also fall victim to the don't criticize Ilhan Omar problem that seems to be prevalent in Washington and especially in the mainstream news media?
And the other part of the problem when it comes to the ICE situation and the illegals in the country is AOC calling on Americans to hide the illegals from ICE.
You know, and again, I guess that's...
calling on people to violate the law, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Well, that, I guess it's an outgrowth to the concentration camp remark. You know, in
which
other
she
words,
won't take back.
Well, right. Well, in other words, it would be morally right to hide Jews from the Nazis. Everybody would agree with that.
That's
and
right.
And if you were hiding Jews from the Nazis, that was a moral right thing to do in World War II. But that extension, that's not the same thing as what's going on in terms of those who cross the border illegally and aren't obeying our laws or this and that and the other thing. They're trying to create that. In other words, talk about manufacturing a crisis. My
yep.
goodness, that's exactly what she's doing.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, she is what she is, and she's not going to go away. And that's the face of the by the way, everybody's calling her the Speaker of the Party.
Well, she is the de facto intellectual head of the party, it would seem. You know, and only because when she talks, it becomes this big news. And when is Pelosi really going to really take back the reins? I wonder.
Yeah, we all wonder. All right. Well, you know, we're going to find out with if Sarah Sanders decides to run for governor of Arkansas, the popularity of the president in that state. I know the president is very popular in Arkansas. It'll be interesting to see. And if he pops in there a couple times to help out Sarah, who may or may not run for governor, she would definitely be the governor of Arkansas, in my humble opinion.
Well, I think she would have a very, very good shot, exactly. And, of course, her father, former governor, would be, I'm sure, delighted, but at the same time be able to give her counsel and some great advice and so forth. And, you know, she's a very smart lady, and she would deserve to be the governor of that great state.
And the Huckabees are still very well revered and very popular in the great state of Arkansas, more so than the Clintons, who, by the way, moved out.
Right.
All right. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you tomorrow night. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And I'll be right back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Going to take a look at the highways and see what's going on out yonder. And, yeah, it did snow. And the mountains out there. Good Lord. Okay, I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. Yeah, it's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn-out cracker box of GMC. it's a new path. He earned it, man. He's a working class.
Yeah, buddy. That's Leland Martin. He's working class man, Leland Martin, up there somewhere with that big old double drop margin stretch, running it around northern part of the U.S. of A., I guarantee you. And we're still trying to get him down here, but so far I can't see. Well, I think what it is it's too hot. See, he's a nice road trucker, so it's cooler up there in the northern states where he runs out of, and Canada as well. It's cooler. And down here, I guess he'd have to run the air conditioner or something like that. Maybe he doesn't have an air conditioner. Who knows? Bet he's got a heater, though. All right. Well, the Truckers Highway Bible Report is brought to you by your local pilot in Flying J. Truck on in there. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. A whole lot better. And make sure you tell me, Captain, since you get yourself a cup of coffee. Now, strong to severe storms shift eastward and will extend from the Mid-South into the Ohio Valley, Great Lakes, and Middle Atlantic, as well as across much of Texas. Now, the main threats will be damaging straight-line winds, heavy rain that could produce hail, flash floodings, and, oh, yeah, possibly a tornado or two. Now, warm temperatures and breezy conditions will produce areas of elevated fire weather threats in the western portions of the Great Basin and southwest, where there's currently some air quality threats as well around Phoenix. Now, let's go right into Texas right now, because I-20 coming across Texas going into the Metroplex. South of I-20, between I-10 and I-20, San Antonio, Austin, you definitely have got a problem tonight with severe thunderstorm threats, watches and warnings. There appears to be, in the middle of all of this, a tornado watch right now for somewhere around the San Antonio area. Also, off to the east, I-20, going across Louisiana, you've got unsettled weather conditions there. You've got some flash flood watches and advisories in the northern part of Louisiana. Matter of fact, you've got a flash flood warning up there in northern Louisiana and southeastern Arkansas, where you've apparently got some rain going on now. Little Rock, you've not only got rain, you've got fog to deal with there. So Cat Woman and Road Dog, if you're headed that way, that'll be your problem tonight, that one area. Things are looking good, except for southeastern and the eastern third of Oklahoma, where you have got some continuing showers and rain in the Oklahoma City and Tulsa area. You've got some unsettled weather there that could spark some thunderstorms at any time. Also up in the central part of Kansas, Salina, Kansas, in particular, you've got some light rain and showers there. And up into Missouri, the southwestern part of Missouri, which includes Joplin and Springfield, you've got some light rain there as well. Now, going over to the east to Virginia and the mountains of Virginia and the northernmost mountains of North Carolina, looks like going up I-77, there's some unsettled weather conditions there, possibly for some storms to develop during the course of the evening. You do have some stagnant air advisories, it looks like, right now across the central part of Michigan and the western part of Michigan, where apparently the air has gotten a little bit drizzly, if you will, kind of stingent, new word for me. But anyway, just said that. Now, again, let me go out to Colorado. Now, you did have some snow Thursday night, Friday night, in the higher elevations out west. So you've got some more snow up there above 6,000 feet. You've got a freeze warning tonight. Pueblo, Colorado, south down towards the Mexican border. So be advised there, coming up by 25. You do have some flash flood watches across the central part of Nevada tonight. And you still have another system getting ready to come in southern Oregon to northern California towards San Francisco. Looks like there's another system getting ready to come in to California, which is going to make things interesting, I'd say midweek, by the way it looks right now. And in Florida,
Yeah, it was hot in the Tampa area yesterday. Yeah, it was probably hotter, probably hot in Orlando. But guess what? Southern Florida, a heat index advisory again for the umpteenth day in a row. Down there, Naples, across to Miami and Fort Lauderdale, and on down into the Everglades, down into the Key West area and Marathon. Heat index values of anywhere from 105 to 110 or hotter. So just keep that in mind. Now, remember, when you're talking about truck stops, and certainly there's plenty of them to go to, and there's still some really good mom-and-pop truck stops out there if you know where they are and how to get to them, okay? But when it comes to the national chains, pilots and Flying J's have now just really stepped up to the plate and said, okay, we're going all out. We're going to make things better for the truckers, for the people with the RVs, and this, that, and the other, and they've done exactly that. Because the Pilot and Flying J's main restaurants now include Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Huddle Houses, Moe's Southwest Grill, and yeah, even the Dunkin' Donuts, which, by the way, now has food. And I've had some of their great breakfast sandwiches, too, and even some of their lunch sandwiches along the way. They're not bad. Now, obviously, Pilot, Flying J, you've known about them for years. You didn't realize they're all part of the same family, but they are now. They are. Their bigger travel centers include lots of truck parking, cat scales. Got to weigh your load, make sure you're legal. If you need to get an overweight permit, an overhead permit, or overweight permit, then guess what? Transflow Express travel documents, they're there too. Trip packs to get your loads in to get paid on time, very important for the drivers out there. Truck washes at or near the different truck stops that are out there, Flying J's and whatnot. Blue Beacons are very close by, usually, to some of the bigger facilities. You've got audiobook rentals. You can rent your favorite audiobook and pick it up in one place and drop it off over your destination in California if you want at another audiobook stop. But anyway, payphones, high-speed internet kiosks, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, very important when you're on the road. Public laundry, very important when you're on the road. Showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, including in the parking lots, and lounges with big-screen televisions for the professional drivers. So, check them out, Pilot or Flying J. When you go in there, tell them the captain sent you. I know the folks up there in Georgia like it, because when they go in there, you're liable to get yourself a free cup of coffee. And to our friends listening up there in Valdosta, Georgia, and in North Florida, we appreciate you very much, and thank you for taking care of the drivers up there. It's very important, because they've got a pilot. Let's see, one exit up in there. They got a Flying J, one exit up in there. So they got them well covered. Well covered. Now, coming up after the top of the hour news, we will have, in hour number two, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. I'm sure she's going to have some interesting things to say. But again, I'm just going to round out the hour by telling you, if you haven't gone to the Warrior games yet, they transition over today for the next couple of days to the Tampa Convention Center, where they'll be actually through the end of the week. There'll be something going on every day there. So stop by the Tampa Convention Center and see the Warrior games. 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night. Different events going on. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.